Krishna Book, Canto 6, Govardhan, Chapter 27, Scene 4, Krishna Worship by Surabhi and Indra. After this, the transcendental Surabhi cow, who had also come with Indra to see Krishna, offered her respectful obeisances unto Krishna and worshipped him. The Surabhi offered her prayer as follows. My dear Lord Krishna, you are the most powerful of all mystic yogis because you are the soul of the complete universe, and from you only all this cosmic manifestation has taken place. Therefore, although Indra tried his best to kill my descendant cows in Vrindavan, they remained under your shelter, and you have protected them all so well. We do not know anyone else as the Supreme, nor do we go to any other god or demigods for protection. Therefore, Krishna, you are our Indra. You are the Supreme Father of this whole cosmic manifestation, and you are the protector and elevator of all the cows, brahmanas, demigods, and others who are pure devotees of your lordship. O Super Soul of the universe, let us bathe you with our milk, because you are our Indra. O Lord, you appear just to diminish the burden of impure activities on this earth. In this way, Krishna was bathed by the milk of the Surabhi cow, and Indra bathed Krishna with the water of the celestial Ganges through the trunk of his carrier elephant. After this, the heavenly king Indra, along with Surabhi cows and all other demigods and their mothers, worshipped Lord Krishna by bathing him with Ganges water and the milk of the Surabhis. And thus Govinda, Lord Krishna, was pleased with all of them. The residents of all higher planetary systems, such as Gandharva Loka, Pitriloka, Siddha Loka, and Charana Loka, all combined and began to glorify Lord Krishna by chanting his holy name. Their wives and damsels began to dance with great joy. They all very much satisfied Lord Krishna by incessantly pouring flowers from the sky. When everything was very nicely and joyfully settled, the cows overflooded the surface of the earth with their milk. The water of the rivers began to flow and give nourishment to the trees, producing fruits and flowers of different colors and tastes. The trees began to pour drops of honey. The hills and mountains began to produce potent medicinal plants and valuable stones. Because of Krishna's presence, all these things happened very nicely, and the lower animals, who were generally envious, were envious no longer. After satisfying Krishna, who is Lord of all the cows in Vrindavan, and who is known as Govinda, King Indra took Krishna's permission to return to his heavenly kingdom. Indra was surrounded by all kinds of demigods who passed with him through cosmic space. This great incident is a powerful example of how Krishna consciousness can benefit the world. For even the lower animals forget their envious nature and become elevated to the qualities of the demigods. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya. Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari. Govinda Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya. Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari. Govinda Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari. Govinda Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari. Govinda Jaya Jaya. Thus ends Canto 6 of Krishna Book, Govardhan. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.